This is September 6, 2011, meeting of the Night Beach Commercial Parking District. Derek Toko, staff.
Kathy Cleary, Toujours Boutique.
Wendy Engler, Night Beach Wine Merchant.
Dave Team, Night Beach Suites.
Well, I don't know that we're going to have anybody from Public Works today, but I'm happy to talk about anything that relates to work that they've been doing. And we can always do some follow-ups on that.
Oh, okay.
But what I can share with you is how the time parking is going in terms of the distribution of permits and things of that nature. Still do have a stack here of extra flyers if you, okay. If you guys want to take those after the meeting. We've handed out 13 passes to permanent residents.
Good.
Some of those are multiple, you know, two cars, three car kind of deal. I've received a number of calls on the residential side. Really, the way we're going with this right now is that if it's family, they get however many passes they need for the family. I mean, there's some situations where, you know, they all share the house, and so they're you've got family coming from different areas. So in those cases, it could be 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's fair.
We don't really. I mean, the census, they're not all there at once anyway. So we'll just pass it out. But when they've said, "What about guests?" we've said no. So that's kind of the break point on the permanent residents. So if they have friends over. Well,
what kind of response have you been getting on that?
Ranging from. That's fine. We understand why the new time parking signs went in. And I do get that question. You know, well, why the change to 3-hour time parking? Okay, well, here's what the advisory committee was concerned about and kind of talk about. A desire to try to free up spaces for customers and encourage business owners and employees to park a little bit further away, that kind of stuff. And so the light goes off and they're okay.
Good.
With it. Some folks, though, had somebody who did not like the fact that we were directing parking over here because it's going to further congest streets. They live over here. So that's something to keep in mind if there's some folks out at
right
home
there.
In here.
That's first or second floor.
That's for, yeah. There is parking, though, especially
but,
on first.
I mean, that's, they're going, okay, so now we're not going to have parking because employees and businesses are going to be parking.
They should have been there on Sunday. We've talked about wanting more parking at Don Davis, and I still feel that that's very necessary. I took pictures.
Oh, good.
There was not a place to be had on 1st, on 2nd, on 3rd, on Cliff, on Olive.
Wow.
They were parked every place.
Wow.
The parking lot was full. The curb was full because it was the last,
Hurrah.
The last hurrah.
Was anybody parking at the pad?
That I didn't notice because it really isn't inviting to park.
There's not much parking at the pack because Dee and I were out several times and we're kind of watching that.
Yeah.
Took friends to show them the new park.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Yeah.
And there was just.
But people
I think
don't park there.
We're
they
not
don't.
Directing anybody there.
Yeah. And part
that's
of it is they
spot,
don't
yeah.
want to cross. They don't really want to cross the street.
I know.
It's that a dangerous. Yes, yeah, it's a dangerous street.
Yeah.
That's one concern I had when the park was approved. They didn't put restrooms in. They said that, well, they'll just take the kids all the way across the street
that's
to
ridiculous.
Don Davis. By then,
that's
it'll be
ridiculous.
Too late. There are no restrooms.
No restrooms.
There's
that's
not?
Ridiculous.
Not at
and for
Park,
little kids,
no.
I mean, they're all going to be peeing in the bushes,
Yeah.
That's really irresponsible, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Received a letter from Brolio Escobar, attorney. They actually have, they're in that little professional office that's right that the last 3-hour sign on 3rd went up right in front of that office. So they're
so
unhappy.
Where are they?
They're in this building.
He's right on the wellness center.
Okay. Well, they have a huge parking lot.
And they have all unlimited parking across the street.
Yeah.
So anyway, they were unhappy about it. They just wanted to know how it came about. And so I drafted a letter. It's in Jim's office for signature by him back to them and, basically explaining how this came about and that if he wants to pursue it further, that he's welcome to attend one of these meetings and talk to you guys about
did
it.
Did you mention, I'm just curious, Derek, did you mention there that their needs were taken into account by the groups, that was something we were concerned about was their needs and thought that would suffice? Or
I crafted it.
Yeah.
carefully.
So he understands that it wasn't just arbitrary. We were doing things arbitrarily without caring about anybody.
Correct.
And he's been in a unique position where he has been able to park in front of his business.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that is what has caused the problem. So if he parked further away, there'd be plenty of parking.
He just parked across the street.
No, they have a lot.
They have
a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And they have that whole grass lot behind them that they can park in. Yeah.
I think his office hours, since I walk by that office, they're like 9 to 11 and 1:30 to 4. But anyway, mm-hmm. you can park in that 3-hour lot.
That's
with signs,
true.
You can park till noon
mm-hmm.
because you can park early as you want and be there till noon.
Till noon.
That's right.
So I don't know that.
And then the only other question I've had was from somebody about the Visual Arts Center overflow parking. It said, you know, just avoid the timed parking areas if you're going to be, you know, more than 3 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all I could advise them.
Yeah.
I don't know how often that happens.
I parked there the other night and went to dinner at April's, and there was nobody in that lot, but the Third and Cliff were both full, so I just mm-hmm. parked at the Visual Arts.
I can't imagine that it happens that often and in conjunction. I mean, there's two factors. It's got to happen that often, and it's got to be at the time that there's parking enforcement going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the chances of anybody getting stung by it's probably pretty minimal.
Yeah.
And we have turned away business owners and employees wanting parking passes. So.
Oh, good.
Did they?
Really?
Wow. Can you name me?
No.
Oh, come on. I want to know who.
But the large things work and find out at finance. So I am going to have to order some more permanent passes. We didn't order as many of those.
Oh, I think you're going to need probably 50 or so of them.
That may be the case.
Yeah.
We talked about getting stickers, didn't we?
I've looked into it and haven't got a good solution on that yet. They cost a lot more, and they want big orders.
Like 1,000?
Yeah. Several hundred, and you know,
oh, yeah.
200, 250, I think, kind of not minimum. So I did talk to the parking enforcement guys. I sent them an email asking, mm-hmm. you know, if they have any resources. And he said, not really. I mean, they don't do them in-house, they farm them out, and the company that they go with was kind of in the same boat, large numbers. So
yeah.
I'm trying to find somebody who can do you know, just a small batch of maybe 50 and not get hit for $200-$250.
Well, it would be nice if we could maybe pony up with the Bayfront. If they were going to do stickers too, we could do different colors of stickers and maybe get the numbers up.
Maybe. It's a good thought. City Center is going to be mm-hmm. going that way too.
Yeah.
In, you know, modest, but you know, anything
so
else.
So maybe if we all combine the different areas, we mm-hmm. might be able to meet that minimum.
And they could all still be the same, and instead of color, just write on it Nye Beach, City Center, Bayfront, mm-hmm. and they can all be the same, and then put the license number.
Although it would be cheaper to go different colors and the same...
If they would do that.
Same
though.
Print.
Yeah, mm-hmm. if they would do that.
Because the print, changing the print is more expensive than changing the color of the paper.
I was thinking you just put it on with a Sharpie.
Oh.
Because you have to write the license number on there.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So just write Nye Beach, Bayfront, City Center.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one question I had about the 3-hour signs was they haven't gone up on 3rd Street yet. On your side of 3rd.
Right.
On the south side?
No, on the east, on the west side of 3rd. From Coast to Cliff.
Okay.
They haven't gone up there.
Between Coast and Sylvia Beach,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Because I was wondering about the issue with the guy from Nana's parking in front of you, thinking, oh, that'll be taken care of, but the signs aren't up yet.
Yeah, he quit, but then there's somebody else. There's always been one person mm-hmm. that parks right in the, but it does vary who it is.
Right in front of you.
Yeah, I watched one of our business owners park in a 3-hour spot about a quarter block from her business.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not somebody that I watched before, because the two on my street now are parking on the side street.
Good.
Hmm. And that's making the side street a little bit more full. Yeah, one where she lives, and then Joe he parks next to Mundo by the hill there.
Oh.
Because he usually parks on the street.
Why
and his truck
even
is gone.
Drive? I mean, he lives right down the street.
I don't know where he lives.
He lives at the bookhouse.
I don't think he still lives.
Oh, no, he does. He hasn't lived there for years.
Oh.
He lives on the Bayfront, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know where he lives.
I did get a question from somebody, and it was... Fortunately, it was hypothetical, but it's probably going to come up, and that has to do with what about these combo home occupation situations, home/business?
They didn't pay into the district.
So, but if it's a permanent residence, they should get a residential pass, is what I was thinking.
Well, they get one to live there.
Yeah, one. I was thinking one for the resident.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what home occupation is on the street. There's that...
Susan Trombetta.
Yeah, the gallery. And then I don't know if Charles is going to make that a business. He's got a name for it.
Oh, I don't know. The Greek Bible Institute?
Institute, yeah.
Hmm.
Are they the only two?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was...
Well, Ulrike, she has a business and lives there.
Right. But she would get the permit because she lives there.
Right.
Yeah. And then April's, they have a dwelling there. They don't live there all the time, but they're there. But that faces Cliff, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
So they don't get a pass.
Right.
All right. I'll check with Public Works on the timing of 3-hour signs from Coast to Cliff on 3rd.
They went up really quickly. I was very impressed.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And I had a question from Bonnie at the Sandbar about just a basic question, and she's fine with this.
Mm-hmm. She is. Mm-hmm. Well, good.
She just wanted to make sure that it was all on the up and up, and her employees have been parking around behind now. And so, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I was very pleased.
Especially after that meeting we had, and it was so...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Painful.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Brutal.
Which one was that?
It was an information meeting that we had. And Bonnie and her husband came, and it was just awful.
Just on the attack. It wasn't anything...
And they went after Kathy, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Just, it was just brutal.
I got up and left.
She did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That would be
she
brutal.
Had to. Yeah. No, she had to. If she'd stayed...
it would have just gotten worse.
She would have been excused anything she chose to do.
Yeah.
So she was a lady.
But I was pleased
left.
To hear that.
Yeah.
That they're on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we've handed out 60 for the lodging at this point, 20 a pop. Linda, you picked yours up.
Yeah.
Eileen Pteshka picked one up. And we had one for a vacation rental.
Is it
and
licensed?
I saw that. Yeah. I'm sure it is.
We hope.
Do you remember the name of it?
It doesn't say. It just has a location.
Well, what is the address? Because there's one.
It just says Night Beach Arch Place, so it's one of the townhouses.
Yeah, they do have a vacation rental there, and I do believe it's licensed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also have their own parking.
I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we just did the guest part.
But they
guests
only have
guests.
One spot per condo where they can park. And so if they have more than one vehicle. I mean, I've known that they park across the street, out on the street.
I guess on the flip side, you hope that the guests that are staying at these places are also shopping
yeah.
in
Dye
Beach.
Yeah, yeah,
so
especially right there.
They are. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have come into my shop that are staying in a vacation rental or a, within, a local place.
Yeah,
and they tell
places.
Me I'm
just up the street.
Just up the street.
Yeah,
great.
That's great.
Lots of them.
How's the Greenstone Inn? Do you get a lot of customers from there?
I don't know.
I just don't see people walking up and down the street much.
Oh, but, I do.
Or, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's almost all the time I see somebody going up, and it's the west side of the street. So they're staying in one of the lodging facilities there.
Either the way of
they're up there all the time. So
good. Well, I hope they're doing well.
And coming down in the morning, because that's the way I come to work and that's the way I go home. So I see traffic constantly.
Yeah. Good.
I saw that the parking the spaces were marked all the way to Nye Street.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. I saw the
that's really nice.
So great.
It is, and they're on Brook Street, too. And I've seen cars parking there all night long, which I've never seen that before.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So
on
did
the
you see
west side of the street.
Heavy use of the 3rd Street stuff this last weekend?
I've seen more.
More? Mm-hmm.
More. Yeah, because I will come in that way if I need to use a loading zone, so I'm pointed the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot more than I used to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And especially up coast, north on coast.
Yeah, oh, no, Coast Street has been just
that's amazing.
But even 3rd Street, I'm seeing more use on 3rd Street.
Yeah.
The other side byproduct, and this goes back to, a day gone by, but it makes our city look a little more finished.
It does.
It does.
Because it frames things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes our city streets look more like a city street as opposed to a residential back country.
Just wait till you see the sidewalk go in.
I know. So what's the news on that?
That's cool.
Surveys, Public Works has engaged, you know, a surveyor to do the survey work. That's where it's at right now. So the it's third and sixth are both going to be surveyed for sidewalk alignments, and there's also some drainage improvements that the surveyor is going to be.
I saw them. Were they already out?
They may have been.
I saw folks out the end of the week.
Yeah, I saw some surveying people out. Yeah. Never know for sure.
So that's moving forward.
Good.
And Derek, have you talked to Troy at PUD? Because he was, when I talked to him about our little Night Beach Plaza area by the arch, he asked how the sidewalk, what we decided on the sidewalks and all that, and so.
Tim was going to be talking to him.
Oh, good.
Because he needed to coordinate that.
Good. And poles and.
Right. Yeah. With the improvements and presumably we were going to pick up some of that stuff with some of the survey work. So I can talk to Tim and see where that's at, but.
Because we're getting the lights, just the standard street lights.
Standard street lights.
On third, but not on sixth.
Yeah, nothing on sixth.
I have a public works topic, if it's time.
Okay, sure.
I have a question about the passes for vacation rental. It has a place for name and phone, and I'm taking for granted that's the business name and my phone, not my resident. Because I'm the one responsible for the pass.
That's a good question.
Has name, phone, and license, and I wouldn't expect that you would want the name and the phone number of the person. That's too much information to give the world.
Yeah.
I would expect the business. I mean, simply because
it doesn't say on there what it is. It's just name and phone.
So when we reprint, maybe we could put business name.
Let me grab one of them. Let me grab them real quick. I'll be right
back. That makes sense.
I don't know what the permanent resident one looks like, if it's the same. It may be the same.
Probably the same.
Because that's kind of, I don't know how much information people need to know about you.
Yeah.
I'm totally comfortable with my business name and my phone. Because I'm the
public record.
And I'm the one who gave him the permit.
Yeah.
So.
But if I was parking there, I don't think I'd want to put my name on there.
And since only a couple of us have picked him up, it's something that can be given out with a pass. That this is business name and business phone.
No, I mean, because I'm trying to think on way back, and I thought they used to say business name on them. Because they started out as a contractor.
Right.
These were contractor, and so I think the intent was to have the company. So
I couldn't
borrow your pass and use it in my car.
Right.
If I have Team Enterprises, I couldn't borrow your Toujours pass and use it in mine because
it would say
Toujours.
Yeah.
And I think that was the intent, was just to kind of avoid
those. So that makes
those.
Sense.
And even for the resident to put their name in the window, that's a lot of information.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put their name. I'd put their address. Probably.
Have you picked up your pass yet to see what it says? Because it probably says name and phone.
Well, I'm not putting my name and phone number in my car.
No. I would say license address.
Or maybe if there's some number that you are on the list of passes or something.
Oh, that's a
better idea.
Yeah, I'm not putting my name.
Yeah, they do. It says name, contact, phone, and address.
I would say the business name, but for the address.
Yeah, that one I'm fine with business name, business phone. But this has for a lot of information. You know, we didn't notice. You look at it, but you don't see it till you actually fill it out.
Fill it out, yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of information.
So for the resident, maybe we could just put address.
No, you don't really want to have address either. That's too much information of the person walking the street.
We've got the addresses here.
Yeah, maybe. And even name or contact.
I wonder if it would be how onerous it would be if it were, this is an unintended consequence, if it were cleared through either the parking enforcement company or the finance who issues them. So that the only thing is you have a permit number, or it's cross-referenced by the license plate number, which should be recorded on there.
Yeah.
So if somebody has a problem, because
I think we've been filling out those with the license plate numbers before we hand them out.
Right.
So that's going on with a Sharpie, right?
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
I'm just saying.
So if somebody doesn't
want
to fill their name,
name and phone number on there. just because people can harass you. If it's officials using it, because that's what it's for, so that
they can look it up.
Call and say
permit numbers. So is it possible to issue permit numbers at this point? Just go back and...
Really, all we need to do is log the license plate number down.
Really don't need the rest of it, do you, Derek?
Well, we would need to change this, just our log sheet to include phone numbers. We don't have that on there.
I think that's the same as the money.
But that's doable.
And let people know they don't need to fill their name and stuff on the top out. And for businesses, they do, their business name and their business number.
Yeah.
And that's reasonable, because I'm responsible for that tenant.
Right. Yeah, it's the little things that you don't see when you're... Once you get to...
That was an obvious thing, but we didn't fill the form out.
Hold that thought when you talk about wayfinding. Because, I mean, that's
That's the international one.
I have a wayfinding sign, too.
Yeah, but these are the international ones. They are.
I spent hours on the internet, and couldn't find anything. And I have a friend who made one up for us.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
But the one that they use is actually the international one.
Where did you find that?
Online. I went international. I don't remember what it was.
So did I, and I couldn't find anything.
Canada has a blue flag one when you have a certain water quality. So that's what they use.
Most of the ones that I found were for activities. Swimming, biking, no swimming.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
But this sure does this. Nice. I like that much better. That's very obvious. People will know what that is.
Yeah, the setting sun, the seagulls.
But it does reassure us that the wayfinding did use the international symbol.
Well, since we started talking about wayfinding, I want to ask the city council, just in the first 3 minutes that you get, if we can, if they'll go along with reconvening the wayfinding committee, just to review what we've done so far and what's working and what isn't, because just like with these parking permits, sometimes you don't really, you can't tell all the ramifications of what you're doing until you start putting it into action, and then you get to refine it. And I think we should go over what we've done so far, because it dovetails with all our parking districts so much, is just trying to let people know where they are, where the parking is, how to get around once they park, and that kind of thing. And if we could just get together, go over like the symbol, go over what they've done, and because they we
the
still
only
need
districts
to
still done are just Nye Beach and Aggie Beach, right? Is there wayfinding for anybody else outside the signs?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know.
I haven't seen anything.
I know they were working on South Beach, but I don't think anything's up yet.
Yeah, because I drive the areas on a regular basis, and I haven't seen any new signs. I've just seen ours.
But now that we have some in place, I think it would be a much better position to evaluate. Are these signs big enough? Or I mean, I thought those circular signs were going to be bigger.
They're kind of small, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're effective, but they are.
Yeah. And so if we can meet with who's ever in charge of the project now with the city. It used to be Peggy Hawker. And then I think it's Dave. Who's in charge of it now? Is it Tim or Dave?
Greg is the one.
It's Greg.
It's Greg Shecker.
Oh, that's right. Okay. But it'd be good if he could come to our meeting. And anyway, that's what I was just bringing that up with this committee, but... Does anybody have any objections? Linda was on the, and actually Peggy said it wasn't exactly a committee. It wasn't an official committee, but anyway.
Who else was
on?
It was
a group of us. The retired guy, Stan Rowe. He was a very...
Bayfront never showed up.
No, and neither did... it was the photographer from South Beach.
Yeah,
Chuck. Yeah, he showed up once, maybe. So it was
basically it was you
Linda and Peggy and Stan Rowe, and then the...
There was somebody else who came. Just don't remember who it was.
See, was it somebody from... who was appointed from, anyway, Peggy remembers, and yeah. she was in charge of it, and I mentioned this to her, and she said she thought it was a really good idea to get together yeah. and just evaluate where we are with it, and then where we're going to go from here to make yeah. it most as effective as possible, and to work really well with what the parking districts are doing.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
So I will bring that up tonight and just ask them if we can reconvene and go from there.
On the time parking signs, are there any others that are not up, or is it just that one segment?
Third Street was all that I noticed from Cliff to Coast.
Yeah, that's all I noticed.
Yeah. Okay. And there are the lights there that they can attach them to rather than having to put up additional poles.
Because mm-hmm. they've done that on a number of them. Uh-huh. Attachment to the lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all they need to do is to attach them.
Okay. Yeah, we need to get those up because we're in the grace period right now.
Right.
Have any tickets been given? Any
no.
warnings?
Oh, warnings? I'm not sure.
Okay.
I haven't seen the vehicle around.
I haven't either.
No, I haven't.
I saw a scooter one day a couple weeks ago, and I saw him cruising through in the squad car, the parking mm-hmm. company's car, yesterday or the day before. I saw him in the car. And I saw him out on foot about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I'm on foot.
Yeah, it was just barely when the signs went up.
Mm-hmm. They're on contract, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are they going to do enforcement in the dead of winter?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it being seasonal. I believe it's
oh, really?
On contract.
That was one of the intents of it originally with contracting. It was so that we could do it yearly as mm-hmm. opposed to seasonally.
Oh.
The problem with doing it seasonally is that people get in a habit of doing one thing, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden mm-hmm. we're trying to change their behavior, and then
oh.
right.
we change their behavior
for that
again. So the first 3 weeks of every parking enforcement season goes towards this grace period,
mm-hmm.
or if you
right.
don't have that where you're re-educating the old employees, mm-hmm. the old business owners who know and are trying to scam it, and the new employees who have never been there before, you're re-educating them.
Mm.
So you're spending a full month, and if you don't do that,
everybody gets
pissed off. Yeah. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just everybody is pissed off.
Yeah.
So one of the ideas of year-round goes is to make that so it's consistent.
Because mm-hmm.
we are becoming a year-round destination as opposed mm-hmm. to what we were 30 years ago, which
we'll
was
stay busier.
Yeah.
Well, I would sure like
that
them
the
to be more visible during this group.
mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know Mike Savory parks in front of his business every day, all day.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, you're kidding.
All day,
every
day.
I was wondering how
he does deliveries.
Yeah, but he can park up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But he's there every day. If it's not in front of his, he's in front of Charles Place.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. he needs to get a warning, and I know it'll make him mad, but he can park, you know, three spaces up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll drop a note to our police department.
Okay.
What about on 6th Street, Dave, where you park sometime just as you head east?
Over behind the east side of 6th Street?
Yeah, on the north side there. I mean, there's no... the street widens there a little bit.
There's
and
room.
There's three cars.
Well, I wondered, would it be good to have places painted there? Is it? I mean, it isn't always good. Sometimes it's better not
yeah,
to.
Not paint those.
I think we're okay yeah. on mm-hmm. that because I think we talked about that once before, and I've watched it. If we have spaces, I think we'd probably lose a little bit mm-hmm. of parking because mm-hmm. a lot of people with smaller cars will park mm-hmm. two or
close.
Three. If
right.
I park my truck there, we get
it's two.
Mm-hmm. So,
but little cars, you can get three in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, okay. I just
know yeah. when the sidewalks are put in along there, that might change
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you'll want it to look finished.
Mm-hmm. Where I'm noticing one of the things, and I know we don't want to mark it over there, but this kind of segues into something that's driving me crazy, is, and I know this is coming from different angles with the city, is a lot of the brush, like over on the west side of 6th Street, across from PacWest,
mm-hmm.
we're losing
yeah.
a lot of ability to park because it looks like a brush pile, and that brush sticks out from that wall that
yeah.
far.
Yeah.
Which means I could normally park my Mini this far from the wall and have room to open the door. But now with the brush there, I have to park it
out in the middle
that
of the
far.
Street.
So we're really losing, and it just looks like hell. The other thing is people will walk down on the west side of 101, and you have to crouch and walk underneath
yeah,
that brush,
terrible.
Or you get...
Yeah.
Somebody gets a stick in the eye, and, well, the city's on a moratorium of don't enforce obnoxious vegetation, overgrown vegetation right now. Because there's...
Nobody to do it.
Well, there were some... Correct? I can speak. Sorry, Gary.
Go ahead.
I think there was... The community service officer was taking enforcement action, and there were a couple of folks that felt they were being picked on or didn't like the enforcement action, so they complained. It created enough of a furor that the city said, then let's stop, review everything, review all of our ordinances, see if it's appropriate. We're not going to do anything until we make sure that we're doing the right thing. So then they came back and they said, well, we're only doing this in areas where there's public safety involved. Visibility,
vehicle line of sight,
or somebody could get hurt, and they said, "No, don't do anything." So, the service officers, the community service officers' position currently is, if I can't enforce it fairly across the board, why should I enforce it at all? And until the city's willing to stand behind me enforcing this fairly, I can't do anything. And I think that's the position the police department is until this gets reviewed. Is that? Have I misspoken, or is that fairly accurate?
That's probably fair.
Okay. So, it's a little bit of a...
Well, if it's... I mean, and I look at it from the point of view of my friend Robert and his guide Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yes, safety.
Mm-hmm. A safety issue.
Absolutely.
If he's going to walk right into that shore pine that's hanging over the street, it could poke his eye out. Now, he always wears glasses because he's...
I got hit in the face walking through there. I'm a klutz, I know that. But I'm a sighted person, and
it's a safety issue.
It also makes our city... it looks like hell.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
But it is a safety issue. The property owner,
mm-hmm. whether they can't, or whatever reason, or won't, it's just... I mean, I have to maintain my property.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I mean, they could look at other cities. Like when I was in Chico, California this spring, they happened to be issuing, and it was in the newspaper, they had a thing that said, okay, property owners, we're getting ready. We're going to start cutting back brush. If you don't take care of it, there's a meeting this time. Everybody show up if you want to show up. If you have an issue, all the information. And then on this date, we start cutting back overhanging vegetation, and you get a bill. And that's what they do.
The problem is, unless you're willing as a city to say, that's the way it goes, pay your bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did it over here and we did it here, and it's for the greater good. If you're not willing to say that, if you cave to, she complained. She's a mean person. She complained at me. But you didn't complain, so pay your bill.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
Fair.
And I think that's part of the issue going on now, is it's like we're just not willing to stand up and make the hard...
We're not willing to stand up
to the people who are whining.
Well, there's the property across the street from me, and I know that's one of the issues.
Well, it's part of it, Dave. I think there's another one, and I think we all have to keep this in mind, because I've dealt with a lot of enforcement, is that sometimes, I mean, you end up in court. You end up in municipal court.
Right.
It is time consumptive, and there are sometimes you're not going to get things resolved the way you want to. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Enforcement isn't always the magic solution to getting it taken care of.
Right.
Sometimes it is, and sometimes you can coerce people into getting it done. You can work with them cooperatively. You know, you can get them to do that. But sometimes you end up in court, and when you end up in court, you don't know what you're going to get. And sometimes you'll get a solution that solves it. Sometimes you won't. And you will pour in quite a bit of resources as part of the process. And so, I mean, that's just
true.
The realities of that kind of stuff.
Right. And that is true. There is a resource drain that does happen. I agree with that. But I still think that if we can take care of 90% of the problem, you know, and then it is easy to say, well, I'm not going to go to court because last time the guy found not guilty. That's a person. That's an issue that needs to be dealt with in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because I don't think cops can say, "Well, you got off on that ticket, and it's not fair because it was a good ticket, so I'm not going to write anybody tickets anymore."
Right.
That's a BS.
Yeah.
But that happens too.
I'm sure it does.
Sure.
Well,
and it shouldn't, but it does.
Is that vegetation in the public right of way that you're talking about?
Yes.
I'm trimmed. Yeah. Well, I'm wondering. I know the work party thing didn't get a lot of traction last time.
Well, we tried to put an extra one in.
I am terrified of cutting anybody.
Well, no, here, I've got a twist to it. I want you guys to hear and see what you think. Would be, if we could get something set up with enough lead time, you get a work party organized, we can probably get Public Works roped into it and get Public Works to help in certain rights-of-way areas.
If
then it becomes a real positive thing. Mm-hmm. You know?
If I knew that, like in these two places, just because they're so obvious to us, it's the end of the year, but if I knew that I wouldn't get in trouble, I'd go over there and clip that stuff out myself. It'd only take a few minutes to clip it as high as I could. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to get arrested.
Right.
You know, I don't want to get in trouble or offend somebody's property.
Right, get it lined up such that there is at least a Public Works crew out there mm-hmm. that's you know, participating
and helping. Well, if all that vegetation on 6th is hanging over that concrete wall, mm-hmm. does that make it city property?
It's in city right away.
Well, it does if it's residential. If it's over your fence, you can cut it.
So work crew as far as even just having somebody?
Having Larry there?
Help them haul it away.
Yeah, just have a presence from Public Works
our
out
work
there.
Our parties work best when we have our merchant meeting, and then we plan it right after that. Mm-hmm. When we've tried to put another one in, it doesn't work. But I think we can get people to do it once a month.
I'm with Dave about getting that place looking nicer. It looks like crap.
It does. And if we just make it our goal once a month.
And it does affect the parking.
It does, yeah.
Part of this committee. But
I cut back blackberries that are overhanging there by the arch, on the opposite the arch a little bit, but I'm not going to do anything that people might say you were disturbing my bank. And we saw the survey marker, and it goes back about 2 feet.
I was wondering
but
how far it
would back. Yeah, but I don't. I just feel like if it's a matter of in the public right of way, that's pretty cut and dried. I mean, mm-hmm. Karen Dobbs' falling apart house or eyesore is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
But if we could just say, I mean, it seems cut and dried. This is the line,
and the vegetation is
it's overhanging
this far.
And is that shouldn't be that hard to, I mean, defend in court? I wouldn't think.
And does that property owner.
Maybe we could have a meeting with the judge and say, how are you judging these issues? Or just and not always spend so much time talking about it, tracking down Dustin about it, tracking down Public Works and talking about it and talking about it. It's wastes a lot of our time.
But, you know, that is part of the bureaucracy we live in. You do need to go through certain channels.
Oh, I'm not saying we don't go through channels, but I think having a policy about vegetation overhanging on public property and the city being able to cut it back.
We've got good policy.
Cut and
personally,
I thought you were more saying that once you know the rule, then we can go out and cut it.
No, I don't want to cut it.
Okay.
I have enough to do. I have too much to do.
Yeah.
I have to keep my own cut back,
which is a full time job
right now. Yeah. So anyway. Where would we go on pursuing that there? I guess bring it up at city council or those first 3 minutes or something? And
that's
say,
one way.
Could we accelerate some definite action or definition on the policy?
Well, it's on the city's radar. Is it just kind of backseated or?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to talk to Jim and see where it's at.
Because
we haven't had any conversations with him about enforcement of vegetation. I recall it being an issue. We've had some vehicle line of sight things we've had to work out with folks. Mm-hmm. That's been the primary.
We have quite a bit of vehicle line of sight that's a problem.
Yeah.
Those are safety issues.
I pulled into C-Town a couple times because of that little vendor market that was there. And if you try to come out the middle C-Town mm-hmm. thing next to the sign, you cannot turn left.
Yeah.
You don't dare turn left because you cannot see the traffic. No, it's the sign.
Oh, it's the sign.
It's the big wide leg of the sign.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're trying to turn left there, I'm worried about you anyway because I don't want to see you hurt.
I know. You should be able to turn left there. You should be able to see the vehicles and you cannot.
I go to the light just because that's such a crazy.
And Walmart is the same thing unless they've cut those two pine trees down. There are two pine trees that are on the north side of that thing, and when you're trying to turn just to come into go to the light, you can't always see the vehicles coming up.
Right. And by the Christian Science Church, too, there's a shrub that you can't see around.
Well, I think if somebody brought it up at the first 3 minutes at City Council, then they're supposed to put it on their agenda, or at least it used to be. Then it was supposed to get on the agenda for the next council.
It was supposed to be addressed in some way.
Yeah, it was supposed to be addressed in some way, and then
I would, if you do that, I'd suggest you just bring it up as, like you said, it's a
three-minute thing.
Safety issue and a three-minute thing to say, look, we've got vegetation hanging in the right-of-way. We really need to see it addressed, and that'll push the conversation along.
Mm-hmm. And both in the vehicular and pedestrian right-of-way.
Right.
Because if you want to say both, because otherwise it's just there, it's going to be assumed it's a vehicular right-of-way obstruction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct?
That's fair.
Yeah. I'd like to see Larry come back and cut the bank again behind the little Nybeach Plaza. It's starting to come out over the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that stuff is tenacious. But I can email Jim about that, because he's good about loaning Larry to us.
Well, you know, Public Works and Park and Rec staffs are scrambling all over the city. I don't know that they can commit, frequent regular visits in the Nybeach area, but I do think that
the once a month thing is totally reasonable.
Yeah,
for us to try, and he will help us as he can.
Right, or if you want to try to strategically line things up, right before the summer tourism season or right afterwards, or however you want to do it. I think once or twice a year, if you did something, a little bigger with some outreach, I think Public Works and Park and Rec would be more than happy to line up crews.
Oh, they do the turnaround before the clam bake, which helps.
But it'd still be good to have that city behind that policy that it can be cut back, and we aren't kind of going, well, it was in the public right of way, but I want a city policy
that's enforced.
That is, endorsed.
I will have to say this, though, too. Where the public right of way is and private property begins is not always clear in the city. Mm-hmm. That is a reality. Yeah. Not all properties have been surveyed, or some that have been surveyed were surveyed in 1900, and so wherever.
Or
things have moved.
We did a walkthrough Ocean View Drive through the curves up between 12th and 14th. Right. And it is amazing how much property owners are using public right of way and how much the city is using private property.
Yep.
And we're
our streets aren't always in
asphalt
isolated
surfaces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Natterland alignment was the same way.
Yeah, we do street legalization about once a year, where we actually go out and have the county surveyor clean it up.
You just pick areas to do that?
It either comes to us because we have a bunch of property owners. We had one in 68th where the actual right-of-way went right through the middle of their lots. Their homes were.
kind of
causes issues with conveyance of property. The road was further to the south. That one, and we had sewer infrastructure in there, and who knows the next time. That's Northwest 68th not the, we have earth movement up there all the time. The last thing we want to be is having to go in there and work on a pump station that's not in any right-of-way because we've had a break. So those are the kinds of things that...
Yeah.
But we also have, we did Harbor Drive? I think it was Harbor Drive a couple of years ago, and that was a property owner-initiated one where they just, we had an opportunity to get it cleaned up.
Good.
They were on board, so...
In terms of Public Works, the crosswalk around Southwest 2nd somewhere over Coe Street, since Jody and you brought that up, I've watched it a lot. People just wander back and forth, every which way, talking on their phones, not paying attention to traffic.
No, they just expect that they can walk there.
If it could be, like I looked at it with Lawn and to see where is a good space, and I think right around Panini or Linda, you have where you want it, but somewhere where the cars from both directions could see it, like when they're headed north.
About my fire hydrant and the
not too low, because if you're headed north, you couldn't. But
I crossed a little higher the other day. I crossed on the other side of Mundo's house, and I couldn't see the cars coming up the hill.
No. Yeah,
this
I think
is
it's got
to
be right.
To walk. It has to be in that one little spot right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And
where the
fire
hydrant is.
Yeah, where the hydrant is in part of my hand.
I looked at that, and the fire hydrant, that would make a real natural area through there, because you've got to have...
It's already yellow curved on both sides.
...side of a fire hydrant and close to the intersection, and you could make a fairly natural crossing out of that.
And I think the other curb actually is handicapped accessible.
Yes.
Mine is not, so my side we'd have to put a dip in it and do the concrete work.
But you might be able to make a fairly natural, whether it be a bump out there or a crosswalk, something to visually slow it down, but to make that work, it would encourage people to actually cross there as opposed to the other side.
Yeah, and
it is the safest place.
I think having one of those painted ones with the big bold stripes. There aren't any of those in the area, so it would really stand out. And I think it'd be very highly visible, and it's worth a try. And if it doesn't work, we'll let it wash off, and Dave will never have to do it again. And if it works, he can come back and do it every year, because it's going to keep somebody from getting killed.
But at the same time, if there's any way we can do that, if it's painted out there, if there's some kind of something that can be done around that fire hydrant to also make it look like something more of a crossing, something, an enhancement,
that'd
low cost.
Be great.
Do you know kind of where I'm coming from? Something to get so it makes it a real obvious, because there's a fire hydrant there anyway.
Mm-hmm. A mini bump out?
Whether it be
out?
Brick or a bump out or a gravel.
There's a catch basin right there.
So help me out again. Exactly what's the location?
It's my business.
Yeah.
And it's at the fire hydrant.
At the hydrant.
Yeah. I've got hydrant, hedges, mailboxes.
So it's at the intersection of what street?
Second.
See, I think it would be better towards Southwest Second, but just south of Southwest Second.
So it's effectively a mid-block crossing, because you only have a street on one side.
There's a street on one side, and that's where it makes it a little sketchy.
So, I mean, you could approach it like you would a typical mid-block crossing, which would sign the tar out of it, basically.
So you're because you have an intersection on one side,
mm-hmm.
but then you have nothing on the other side, so...
Mm-hmm. you can put the big yellow signs up.
I think you can't see that going up the hill. Why don't we go down there and look at it when we're at the pack, which is something else I want to bring up. But let's all go down there if we want and look at it. Or Jody, I know Jody has strong feelings.
Oh, I know.
What about one of those signs that's, I don't like more signs, but still they make those signs that show pedestrians crossing.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about, the yellow one. Yeah.
And there is a 20-mile-an-hour sign way north up by where you are. And then there is none that comes any further up. We have our stop sign at Coastal Breeze. I think there now is a 3-hour parking sign around Latitude 44.
Uh-huh.
If a 20-mile sign could also be put on that so people see that 20 miles and don't think step on it. Think, oh, this is 20-mile.
I don't know.
Well, that's the only...
Might be better on the other side by Latitude instead of by Coastal Breeze.
No, that's what I was saying. Yeah, as they're at the stop sign, they see the 3-hour parking and they see the 20-mile-an-hour. Because there's one 2 blocks back, mm-hmm. and then you go a whole block, and there's nothing, and you go up the hill, and there's nothing. People could think, oh, it's only 20 mile an hour right down here, and now I can go as fast as I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't
get
on
board
with
the signs like that. Yeah. Sign.
Well, that's where they step on it is right there.
Yeah, but it's because they're going uphill.
So is a crosswalk a better one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's another type of a visual. That says, oh, there's a reason to go slower here.
So you're thinking maybe a head pad on the east side by the fire hydrant or by Linda's, kind of a pet approach.
Or by Panini. Jovi.
You'd want to line it up opposite whatever you're right at the curb at second.
I mean, it'd be fun
to take some pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wherever it's the most visible from both north and south.
Yeah, I just know that
traffic.
On the south side of Second, boy, that was a stupid thing to do. I walked and I thought, you know, I cannot see anything coming up that hill.
Yeah, no, you can't.
No, it's just a matter of just across the street because I never crossed that way.
Yeah.
And I did. You better run.
Well, if I cross at the north side of Latitude 44, I can't really see the ones over the hill. And so
and
they're coming fast, it's scary.
Yeah. And that's why really the hydrant, you're right at the crest, you can see both ways, and you can be seen both ways. I have blocked either way, you can't.
So where are we with that? Do you want to meet next Wednesday with Jan from the PAC and go over the landscaping at the PAC?
We have our Night Each Merchant meeting next week, don't we?
Well, because she can only meet Wednesdays in September, and then Wednesdays in September was good for her. Or maybe after this meeting, we can go over to Coast Street and.
So you're not.
I don't know. I'd like to get that painted. if we could get it painted as soon as possible.
You can't paint it unless you have handicapped accessibility. I don't think. And on my side, it's not handicapped accessible.
So Dave, are you going to take some photographs? If you email them to me, what I can do is I can bounce it off Public Works and see if I can't get a recommendation at least from them for your next meeting. Would that seem reasonable? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I know they weren't in favor of it at our last meeting.
No, they didn't want to.
They don't like mid-block crosswalks.
Yeah, but it's having a mid-block crosswalk is better than a mid-block accident.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, there's exceptions to every. I mean, you can say generally they're not a good idea, but there's always an exception to any kind of a.
Right. You know, yeah. So. And because that's such a busy area.
It is.
Well, and especially if we can come up with something that makes it really make sense mm-hmm. for that.
You're talking about another reason to bring people there. We've never put a kiosk of any kind up. I wonder if even having some kind of a little kiosk there with a bulletin board behind plexiglass with announcements to make that a spot for folks to come.
You know, well, so you have another reason. Well, we were thinking of doing that more down at
well,
the
do
large.
It two places. Yeah. Do it more than once.
Although we don't want to clutter up with too much.
We need to run an ordinance through, I think, the kiosks and the directional type stuff mm-hmm. I think needs to come through a coordinated ordinance in the city because we're getting pushed from a number of different directions on that.
That's part of the wayfinding.
Well, that's part of the wayfinding, mm-hmm. I think, or that would be another reason
revive. I think there's some stuff drawn in there.
Because we've got sign code issues that we need to address through via ordinance so that we can mm-hmm. make something like this happen. Because Bayfront needs to do it because we've got fishing issues. The port mm-hmm. has had that on their plate for a while to kind of take the lead in pushing that because we've got signs popping up all over the place selling tuna here.
And pretty soon you don't see any of them.
And I know there's interest, and I'm already talking to Walgreens because the mayor asked if there's any chance that Walgreens might be amenable to including some space on their monument sign because that's going to be right at Highway 101 and 20 for community type placards. So
good.
See event at the PAC Center, that kind of stuff.
I think it'd be great to see the city with a policy on, not just business districts, but even the residential. So if somebody wants to have a garage sale, I mean, so that there's a community
continuity
so that you can put up your notice or your whatever and they're not just stuck all mm-hmm. over the place. We need to have a policy about that.
Somebody was talking, and I don't know if it was at this meeting or not, but somebody was telling me that it's either Corvallis or Albany or someplace where you go to the sign, you get the garage sale sign, they're all the same, you put them up, you return them Monday morning, you pay a fee to get the sign so that you're not allowed to staple up things on telephone poles, and it kind of declutters the weekend signage thing.
That was done in Bend also.
Was it in Bend?
Bend did.
Yeah, and I hear it's been quite successful.
It cleaned things up, and then you knew where the sign came from instead of being there 3 weeks later fading and the ink.
A wedding one sitting up there by Thriftway still stapled to the power pole.
And we have ordinances such that can't do that. 3 weeks, deals with those. He goes around Victor, collects those up.
Even Victor deals collects with them. Signs. Yeah. We collect signs all the time and then they just go back up.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the crosswalk, so Derek, you'll talk to them, but I think if any of us have opinions, we should
My advice is if you might want to, at one of the council meetings, express appreciation for the work that Public Works
does. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was even thinking a letter to the editor would be really
That would be great.
Because they've done a nice job. I counted the number of spots they've added for us down there.
Well, and hopefully that's coming out. Are there minutes of these meetings?
Just
are they
the
transcript?
Just the no. Yeah,
okay, so they're not. Other than us expressing that appreciation to you or to them,
I think
not
right.
We need to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Linda, you want to write a letter to the editor? I think that'd be a great idea.
Mm-hmm. That kind of props them up and makes them feel better.
I thought a lot about that.
And you could even do it as a representative of our committee. Thank you from the Night Beach Commercial Parking District. If you wanted to do that,
is that okay or not?
Or should it come from?
Because it's a city committee. We're not an independent group.
I think it's.
Oh, we could.
So just be from an individual, you think?
I think any of you individually could show up at a council meeting and say something, and I think that has some impact. If you guys want to do something in the paper and do it as the Night Beach Parking District, advisory committee, I think that's the way to go on.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
As long as that's not an issue.
Yeah. Good.
I could do that tonight because I was going to ask about wayfinding, or I could say that.
That would be great.
Just briefly.
Yeah, that would be great.
So one of the things we've got is this is new territory for them too, and it's really great in that they actually have a citizen group to work through these things versus having to do it by themselves. Yeah. Or you know,
I love that.
And then being second guess.
And then being second guess, they can always lean back. Well, the advisory committee is the one who wanted us to do this kind of stuff, and that helps. That's a great buffer for them. But on the flip side, you know, they've got workload challenges, and so they're trying to figure out exactly what their responsibilities are to the parking districts, and so.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's helpful to have them here so that we get their input when we're talking about something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of having to wait 2 weeks for a report from them or something, it's really nice to have them say, we could do this, but we can't do this, and this is why. And very helpful. You know, I'm very, very pleased that they're involved. So, I have a question for you. I saw you down there with Troy looking
at
the boxes.
Right, yeah. I have, we are working on that plan that Jody handed out last time. Or I just had, I wanted to get estimate on moving those boxes. So he hasn't given me his results yet, but we talked a lot about it, and it might work out that just moving the big metal box that has the big posts around it might be good just to move that one and leave the other one due to the cost, or at least they can, because moving the metal one is actually cheaper on that, moving that the fiberglass one is.
Oh, really?
It is going to be around. Well, I don't really know. $10,000 to do both of them, probably.
Yeah. It'd be one for the assessment.
Yeah, and the thing is, it isn't a matter of distance. It's a matter of having to disconnect all this stuff and redo it. So we could move it probably across where the curb is because of the right-of-way. I mean, we saw the survey marker, and it looks like, he said, it looks like there's room to put them back there. They could go north or south, too, but that
seems
like...
Did they go
deep? No. Oh. They can't go, like, totally underground.
Oh.
There's already something that they'll have to be putting underground there, even if they move it. But they can't just, like, bury it.
Oh.
They can't. They have to be moved.
Interesting they didn't put it over here in the first place.
That metal box is all basically the building that Manoush is in.
Oh.
And one street light. Huh. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Oh. It's there. So... So he's working up costs.
Okay.
And then we talked about, I don't know, moving the curb. Of course, that's not his thing, but anyway.
Yeah.
And he's going to look into that other electric box there. And then I was thinking we'll probably want some lighting, a little bit of lighting there, too. So he's just going to get back with moving one or both boxes. So he'll give us an estimate for both.
Great.
So the beachhead, where are we at with these? Okay. But what's that mean? I mean, I wasn't here for the last part of that meeting last time, so I mean, where are we at on the beach access sign?
We'd like to have beach access marked at Don Davis and the turnaround.
People
don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a place down on Elizabeth that's public right-of-way by Georgie's, and there's a public parking lot. You would never have a clue if you knew.
Oh, you mean the stairway that goes down?
That's public access.
Public.
Howdy Edelman had that. I think his friend is one who died or something, gave the easement to the Hallmark. Ah. There was something, anyway.
But it's a public access.
It's public
access. And
that
is a public parking lot.
And the public parking lot.
At Georgie's?
Yeah.
It's public
across the street from Georgie's.
Across the street.
Where all the dumpsters are.
Yeah. Oh, where the Mapes is, behind the Mapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I used to clean rooms.
Yeah. And that is another, I mean, that's why I want the wayfinding committee to get up there and say, this is a beach access
sign,
and we just slap the same sign up where it's beach access.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think this says it all.
That's really good. And we have much better sunsets than we do umbrella weather.
Yes, we do.
Well, that was the whole thing. Everybody, I think, Derek, thought that the accepted sign, which was the umbrella that we'd seen
popping up, it is the international one, so.
Was not indicative of anything that meant anything in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that means rain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So you want this conveyed over to the wayfinding.
Like
Yeah.
And we have three locations we'd like it placed.
Yeah.
Do we want it at Agate Beach?
I'm sure there's other.
Well, that is pretty.
It's pretty obvious
on that one. Yeah.
But on down and Elizabeth Street needs a crosswalk desperately from that lot. I mean, Elizabeth Street doesn't have a single crosswalk painted on it.
No.
Not
I mean,
a
I can
single
straight
one.
Stretch.
Pass along to Greg. This isn't a parking district thing. This is just more of a community access type.
Yeah, but I think parking district is involved because it does do with, you know, this
because
could be
people
below
parking
the parking
where they
signs.
Need to be.
Yeah, they know there's parking down there. They don't know there's a beach down there. No.
Well, right. There's a reason people are going there. You know, they either need to park so they can go to the beach or they're parked there and it's like, oh, there is a beach.
Oh, there is a beach.
Yeah. They park up by the Sylvia Beach and then walk down that long stairway.
Yeah. But where in the turnaround would you want this?
It would be right at the
They don't know that that's square.
Yeah.
Okay. Right at the arch.
Where it says public,
right at the arch,
it says
so
park.
That they know that they can drive down there and park and get.
Yeah. Because the street sign, there's a parking sign right here pointing down.
Mm-hmm.
Beach
Drive. The parking signs.
I would think that, you know, I mean, we'd have to look at this, Greg, but I mean, that's an obvious one. I see people driving around and they will stop on the street and say, where's the beach?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I see.
And you look over the, you know, it's right there. But like Don Davis Park, mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any signs that say beach access.
There aren't.
The arch, no access. Any place there's a public access, I would think.
You want something.
And that does dovetail into the parking side of it because it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. Yeah,
and we have three public accesses.
Yeah. And people don't know. They drive around.
How do I get there? I can see it. How do I get
there?
Yeah,
right. True.
It's funny.
And they do want parking, but that's why I think the wayfinding does dovetail with the parking district so
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
That
I agree.
No, we all fit together.
Yeah.
But you don't want the umbrella, is what I'm hearing.
No.
Right. Okay. So at the merchants meeting that's coming up, are you guys going to take the opportunity to see how that's going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and encouraging the business owners.
In fact, can I have a copy of one of these?
Yeah, those are yours. You got to take out.
The business owner, I don't know. No, I've never talked to Manus. I was going to let
She's been in Ireland for 6 weeks.
Oh, really?
So
oh.
Hopefully she's seen this now that she's back. Mm. Don't know for sure.
You mind if I take this, Kathy?
No, I brought that for you.
Okay.
Do you guys want some of these?
Sure, I'll take a few. So we've talked a lot about making the path, the landscaping at the path, cutting that back. Mm-hmm. And then just making the parking lot look more visible and inviting. And I talked to Polly and Jan at the PAC, and Jan would be happy to meet with us, although they feel like it's kind of the city's deal and they don't care that much. But anyway.
They would only care if we went in and did something.
Yeah, right. I know. So she said Wednesdays are good for her. So who could meet with her Wednesday? Like next Wednesday.
Or
the Wednesday after.
Next Wednesday, one of the women who has abused all these horses goes to trial, and I'm going to be there. So I'll miss the merchant meeting. And her mother goes on trial this afternoon.
Really?
Half an hour, yeah.
At the county courthouse, really?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to that?
You betcha.
Is Pridgen the one who does that?
No, this is county.
No. Braulio is the daughter's attorney. And Guy Greco is the mother's attorney.
Probably go before Sanders?
I don't know. The mother has already been granted a diversion, whatever that means. But the daughter goes. Her plea and hearing is today.
So. Probably go diversion.
God, I hope not. That means
what does that mean?
What does that mean for abusing animals?
Diversion just means that the judge sets a set of conditions that you either do these things and or don't do these things for X amount of time. If you comply with that set of instructions, maybe you're not allowed to own animals, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to be involved in
4-H
or whatever, for a set amount of time, it goes away. And it's usually a pretty long period of time. There's usually there's some reporting. There may be some counseling involved. The judge can look at it and say, what is the best way to deal with this person in society
in the lowest cost way we can. Mm-hmm. You know, is this a person that should go to jail? Mm-hmm. Or is it a person that should, this should happen, that would correct the problem? Sorry.
So anyway, Wednesday, next Wednesday, I depends on what time, because I don't know how long the trial will go.
Oh, okay. Well, who wants to meet with Jan at the PAC and look over the landscaping? I'm going to get Norm Ferber, since I think he's a good representative for the neighbors.
Yeah. Is that where you guys left things with Jim? At the last meeting, was you guys were going to coordinate with the PAC on what should be done?
Yeah. And the neighbors, because they're, and so all.
And I tried to contact Helen Kropp and Charlotte, they're both master gardeners, to see if there's somebody in the master gardeners group that is kind of expert in that kind of thing, and I haven't heard back from either one of them.
Okay.
So I'm still on them, but I'd like to get some input from them, and maybe one of them could come to a meeting too. And
that'd be good.
Yeah.
What about the 21st?
I will be on vacation. But it doesn't need to be all about me. And Jen can only do it on Wednesdays?
I think maybe she doesn't work Tuesdays. Maybe she could do it Thursdays. Does Thursday work?
Depends on the time.
What time would work for you on a Thursday?
Not from 10 to 12. Other than that.
How about 9?
9 would be fine. On the 15th?
Okay, I'll try for that. And then go from there. I could email. I think I have everybody on my email now, so I could email and try to figure out a time.
And I'll try Charlotte and Helen again.
That would work for me, I think.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I can't promise.
So. Unfortunately, Quimby, there's no neighbors at Quimby's.
No, unfortunately.
Okay, that's. I think that's all I have then.
Okay.
Well, here's what I have for follow-up items. On the three-hour parking signs, Coast to Cliff, follow-up with Public Works to find out. And we need to get those installed ASAP. In terms of the permanent residence tags, I'll let finance know that, you know, folks who come in and pick up these, because we still have some, don't need to fill out the top portion. I'm just going to get this part filled in for them, and that should suffice. Also talk to them about changing the log so that we're actually taking down phone numbers and license plate numbers on our log. So.
And do a permit number?
I think we'll just go with license plate, the vehicle license plate. And I think we'll be okay on that.
Should they fill out a contact phone number, though?
Yeah, we'll catch it here. That's what I'm. So we'll have a contact number here. So
enforcement has that.
So enforcement with that.
Sure, and they can just look at the license number, and they have the contact information.
Mm-hmm. So
and then
I'll change that tag the next before we order some more, which we'll probably be ordering some more later this week.
And for the vacation one, the rental one, it should be business name, business phone.
Okay.
And even the ones that you have now, somebody could just go right above name, just write business. Mm-hmm.
And as far as a permit number, it should be their business license number.
Yeah.
Make sure they have a business license.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. If you don't have a business license, then you don't get a permit.
Yeah.
Very good idea.
I'm going to drop the police department a note about parking enforcement, see if they can't get them out there to issue a few warnings, just so people are on their toes.
Yeah, for fine. And, you know, I think there's a psychological to that, where people who are now parking where they're supposed to park would like to see the enforcement people around saying, okay, I've done my part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
let's see you enforce.
And okay. I see two vehicles who are parking in the three-hour zone all the time, and they're business owners.
Oh.
Yeah.
In terms of crosswalk improvements at 2nd across from your business, Linda, Dave, you're going to send some pictures, and,
yes, sir.
And I'll talk to Public Works about getting a recommendation for the next meeting. And then the last one has to do with beach access, which I'll pass along to Greg and see what can be done.
Great.
So what are you guys thinking in terms of a next meeting date?
Well, are you going to just ask him to make up the sign?
No, I'm going to ask him to see what can be done and whether or not something like that can be done for beach access.
Because I think that was why, like, it should be coordinated with the rest of the sign, or the idea that Mayor Reed had was they're all kind of have the same color or format or something. So it isn't all different shapes and sizes and colors on a pole.
Well, maybe so
I was thinking
circular.
This would be round.
Is that part of the wayfinding, or is that a city policy that can be adopted that the city says, these are the signs that we allow in the city? There's the MUTC signs, is that right?
There's the standard stuff.
Standard,
the
and then there's the non-standard that we decide as a city we're going to adopt. Whether that comes out of the city as a policy or the wayfinding as a recommendation, how does that go?
Well, I think the non-standard stuff, I would anticipate that the city's going to be most comfortable if they have some recommendation from a group. So maybe the better way to approach this would be, like, Wendy, like you were saying, approach the council about reforming the wayfinding committee and maybe route that through that group.
That I think that would be good. I mean, it would take longer, but I think it would be better if it was if the public saw the same signage everywhere, and it was the same signage that was on the big maps. I mean, they were using the same symbols, or that was Ellen O'Neill.
Do this into a round.
Yeah, I mean, this would be very easy to do.
That it all coordinates throughout the city, and the sign you see coordinates with what you saw on the little wayfinding map, and that I think it also has a handout, and so it's just the repetition and the same thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah. Let's do it once and do it right.
Well, I can have my friend
and maybe
do this
round. The wayfinding committee, we didn't really like some of the stuff we were given, like the little symbols. But we just said, we got to work with this because that's all we had. And Grady Britton, they spent a fortune hiring them to.
Not Grady Britton.
I thought they did the symbol, and then Mayor Reed is the one that did the wayfinding. But I thought
they
Grady
did the,
Britton designed the.
They did that part, yeah.
Yeah, the scent. I mean, we did not like that, but
no.
We were handed that, and so.
And it was all clip art.
Yeah.
Is there anybody we need to invite to the next meeting? Is it. Are you guys going to be ready for a follow-up conversation with Jim Portiva on the PAC next time you guys meet?
Oh, it would be nice, but...
I still want to pursue that parking lot.
We're going to invite him to the meeting, or I'm going to invite him to meet on-site, too.
Okay.
I'll be sure to get in touch with them. I don't know if he'll make it or not, but...
So what are you guys thinking in terms of a next meeting? Sometime the week of the 19th?
I'll be gone, but that's okay.
Then let's go to the next week.
Fair enough.
The
26th.
I'll be gone that week, too. I'll be gone for 2 weeks.
Do you want to try early October?
Yeah, let's go to October, then.
I think most of the stuff that needed to get done, bang, has been done, so.
Will be the end of the 30-day grace period,
too.
Yeah,
that's a good thought.
I mean, I'd like to see that crosswalk painted as soon as possible, but we'll just have to work with that.
Yeah, that, though, was going to take concrete work. Because there's no handicap on my side.
That may be something we have to shoot for, hopefully, having. I mean,
our
numbers should be coming down. Hopefully they won't.
Hopefully not, yeah.
Hopefully not. But, I mean, if we got that done by the peak season or start of season next year, that would be, to me, a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
So, October 4th?
It's fine with me.
Yeah, that works.
Same time?
Mm-hmm. 10. You're going to do 10 or 9:30?
Either works for me.
Is that a city staff meeting day? Because I know the guys like 9:30 or 10 so that they could, if they need to come.
Let's try 10 o'clock then.
Okay.
On the 4th.
So we'll talk about the pack.
And hopefully Troy will have that, some numbers.
Do we need to invite him?
No, I don't. No. I mean... I don't know
if it would be helpful to have him here with city staff too.
I don't know. I guess it would be good if we looked at the numbers and had a little more idea of what we want to do. Or we could look at the numbers and say, what do you think? I mean, I wish we knew a little more about what we could do along that east side of that hillside.
I know.
Because I think having like something that made it really stand out and look like a destination, and then had the map and all the
property
there.
Is it the Duvalls?
Yeah.
Duvalls, yeah.
I may know them well enough to mm-hmm. say, hey, if we were to spiffy this little area by trimming this out. And
I've already talked to him that far, and he said fine, but then he doesn't want anything that's going to disturb the bank. Yeah. So he's fine with it.
I don't even know how far that bank comes out there.
It kind of moves around.
Yeah, it goes. I brought a stick, and the actual bank is way back there.
Okay.
But I didn't. And then I thought, you know, I don't want to cut over the property line, because what if somebody could say, when you cut that vegetation, because I've read all the lawyers' letters back and forth next to the laundry when Bruce was arguing with John Corder up the hill over that property. And I mean, they had all these. If you want to hire an attorney to say you destabilize something, I don't want to get. Anyway, I thought, you know, I'm not cutting it back. Anything I see the survey marker there,
yeah,
is all I've seen, and that's. I don't want to go any farther unless the owner really, you know, is standing there. And but yeah, Linda, if you want to mention
if I can run into him ever, I do know.
But we don't have. We don't really have any plans yet, exactly. Which other
be
than getting rid of the
plan.
Yeah, I'd
so we
love
could go to
get
him and say, "This is what we'd really like to do, and this is what you know, the Archway Park
because
is going to look like."
I would love to get the History Museum to like maybe put up some plaques there, or tell them what would be some ideas for like documenting or highlighting Nye Beach history here, and what kind of thing.
Okay.
It would. You could have all sorts.